So I'm going to start the meeting. Doesn't look like we have anybody else joining us. And this meeting is being recorded. It's the Netherland Fire Protection District Board of Directors special meeting, November 18th, 2020. Roll call, Ian Owen Powell, in present. Patrick Richardson. Doug Weasler.
I'm present.
Ray Willis.
Present.
And Henry Zerberg.
Yep.
He was absent, excused. He has a migraine this evening. So we have board quorum. I'll call the meeting to order at 19:06. The meeting agenda was purely public comment on the budget as published 2 weeks ago. I'm going to make a motion that we approve the meeting agenda. Do I have a second?
A second.
Right.
Yes.
Henry.
Yep.
And Patrick. Check you out there to approve the meeting agenda.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, I have to.
Okay. We have no previous meeting minutes to accept. As this is a public statement meeting, I'm going to skip the initial public statement and comment section. The Treasurer's report is not applicable. Chief's report is not applicable. Health business is not applicable. New business is public comment and questions regarding the proposed NFPD 2021 budget. It would appear we have no members of the public on the call. So, stay for the record, there are no comments. Is there anything the board would like to discuss regarding?
Are you muted? Were you muted?
Hey Ray, can you mute? I can't even hear Ian. Is that noise coming from Ray? Can you hear? Thank you very much.
Yeah, I just muted him.
Thank you.
Does any of the board have any comments on the budget? Kathy ran it into QuickBooks and it balanced. There were some minor tweaks that the chief did, which really were around. He just added a contingency to reserve. The only other thing is we don't know yet what the DDA contribution might be. He had a meeting last week with them. I'm not sure there was an outcome from that. But other than that, the budget stands as we discussed in last month's meeting.
Right, okay. And Ian, you saw Todd and my comments on that, right? We sent an email. Todd sent an email out about 30 minutes ago. I sent an email out earlier this afternoon. Just two or three simple, comments or questions on it.
I'm sorry, yep. I have not seen my email this afternoon, but.
Let's see here.
Why don't you start with your questions, Henry, and then I can follow.
I'm trying to find it. Okay. Here, let's see, Todd. Okay, so I had a couple comments on the, we're showing a $1,500 expense for election. I don't believe there's any elections in 2021.
There is not. I'm building an election fund for 2022.
Okay, so we're accruing certain funds.
Yes, just to make sure that we have something there.
Okay. And then are you just going to roll that over?
Should that be set up as a reserve, maybe? Election reserve or something like that? Even though it's a small amount?
it should be down as a reserve fund, yeah.
Okay.
It should probably go down in our reserves at the bottom down here.
Right.
Okay.
And that's fair. I mean, we can start reserving some of these funds. And then the other comment I had, vehicle maintenance, and that's, you know, kind of a roll of the dice. We have we show $20,000 right now for the 2021 budget. 2020, we spent 55, but, you know, and of course we know 5601 was 50% of that 27,000. So I think, you know, I think 20,000 is okay to show. We just need to closely watch that, because vehicle maintenance funds, they tend to get out of hand quickly if we don't keep a pretty good eye on it.
Yeah, they do. I'm hoping we're caught up on the maintenance, certainly the big number maintenance on that.
Right, and so, yeah.
Yes, I agree with you.
And then sometime back, we were having conversations about a capital improvement reserve and all that. We probably should, you know, start thinking about that. And I'm just trying to kind of, you know, look 10 years down the road. I mean, our newest station one is 20 years old. In another 10 years, that's 30 years old. And the stations up in Eldora and Ridge Road, they're even older. And I don't think we need to accrue huge amounts of money, because mostly if we do something on capital improvement, some of that could be bond funded again. But I think in addition to just building, just to the daily building maintenance, I think we ought to start thinking about a reserve to kind of fill that coffer a little bit with money, because there's got to be, you know, we got to have some major system, you know, breaks, or just, you know, things that we need to do on just capital improvements. And one of the thoughts I had is, you know, the DDA money, I don't know if that is allocated for, I know it's allocated for certain specific things we can do in the fire department, but I wonder if any potential DDA funds could actually be used as capital improvement reserves.
Yes, I think we could. So basically that normally goes to the fire inspector wages, which would then free whatever that amount up is
right
in the budget. Sorry, that wasn't good English. And then, yes, I'd agree with you that we start looking at that for capital reserve for buildings, to start building a fund in that. That would make sense.
Yeah, I mean, those are all the comments I had. The budget is fine. The budget looks, you know, the budget looks solid. We just have to track these items.
Yeah, and in fact, it's unlikely by next month, because our meeting's on the 2nd, that we're going to have the proper numbers for our real estate tax.
Yeah,
so I don't think so. We're a little bit flying in the wind on that one. We don't know for 100% what that looks like yet.
Yeah,
I think they do probably on the 13th, and the budget is due on the 15th.
So. Yeah, usually we have somewhere between 2 and 4 days to fix that.
Yeah, so I've spoken to Chief about that, and he's on top of that. So,
yep.
And it may be we have to file a budget and then do an amended budget earlier in the year to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, I think it looks good to me. Todd, what did you have? Sorry, Henry, did you have any others?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Todd, what did
you have? Mine were not earth shattering. I just was wondering if we wanted to put a little bit in for a little bit of income in for the fire marshal inspections. You know, you had $2,000 of income. Of course, it's maybe off book, but it's $2,000 of income in 2020. And then we did talk about, you know, we invested in some software and a tablet. And, you know, maybe we get $5,000, maybe $8,000. I don't know. But anyway, it might be a shot in the dark. But and then that was just one thing, and it doesn't really move the needle much. The life packs, I assume that we'll try to pay for them out of 2020 funds. you know, maybe out of, you know, the contingency to reserve funds or something like that.
Yeah.
But I assume we don't want to put any kind of cushion in the 2021 budget for those. I don't know how we want to show that if we happen to end up paying for them in January, but just thought I'd bring that up. And then I just had a question on the accounting expense that's shown on line 74, $2,500. What can you remind me what that's for?
So that's the audit.
That's for our audit.
Yeah. So we are legally obliged,
okay,
or required to do an audit. Okay. So that's basically what that number is.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
And the answer to your rollover is, if my understanding, the rollover would go into the CapEx fund. And then we would use the CapEx fund to fund the life packs. And that comes as a below the line item. So it doesn't actually affect the bottom line of the budget.
Yeah.
It comes in down, lower down here. So basically, doesn't affect that number, but it comes into this section. From 152 down, which is also where our wildland fire expenses come in as well, and any other income.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. I'm good.
Ian, on the other expenses, are we okay with what we have included there for grant match? And I'll and items like that. I mean, I see some PPE, EMS fund, wildland fund, structure fund, but I don't think I see any grant match reserves in there. What are you thinking about that?
So we didn't do grant match reserves. What we're kind of looking at next year really is some PPE, a lot of PPE replacement. So here, right, in 119, 120. Yep. We could use that money easily as grant matches if we needed to. So it's there, either itemized for buying gear or for grant match.
Right.
Well, there's not, I mean, obviously it's not annotated that way, but that's an option we could take.
Yep, I agree. I'm good with that, actually.
Yeah.
I got a question about the telephones for station 2 and 3. Are we still connected, or do we still have emergency boxes on the buildings that are attached to them phone lines?
We do. And it's my understanding that's why we have to keep the phone lines. I spoke to
Kathy. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good chunk of change for phones that are probably never used.
Yeah, that's kind of why I asked the question as well, but it just kind of is what it is, because they're effectively business lines. So that's how that works. There may be a change in there. I'm not sure. I know the chief was talking to CenturyLink about our internet connection, and he managed to get us more data for less money, which is kind of the way that often goes when you renegotiate contracts. And I don't know whether the phones came into that conversation. I can ask that too.
Otherwise, I'm good.
Okay. Patrick, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I share the same concern that Henry has about cash and figuring out what we're going to do, not only with the apparatus, but the thing and all of our capital, from just a bunch of gear to fire apparatus to improvement.
Yeah, usually when they're going to get down, you just touch down on planet Daniel.
Here in the news, you can afford to be able to do any of that. So, but no, as far as the budget goes, I'm perfectly happy with what you've got right there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as we've discussed, there's not a lot of slack in this once we get through the just running costs. So I think that's a conversation we need to, it's a conversation we need to start having about the future and what the future looks like in terms of things we need to purchase and how we're going to fund that.
So we did talk in previous meetings about rolling over like our capital reserve from 2020 into vehicle replacement fund reserve or capital replacement reserve of some sort. I think that was our plan, right?
Yeah, so there's the CapEx fund, and then there's the system/water supply fund. It was my understanding that we were looking to roll that over into the vehicle replacement fund.
Good
or start. At least some of it. Obviously, cool. we'll have a better idea what that looks like in the December meeting when we get numbers up to the end of November. And I think we can then make a pretty good prediction on what the end of the year looks like.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, unless any of you have any further comments, I'll close out the any other business. We have no special executive session this evening. The next meeting is December 2nd at 7 p.m., which will be the adoption of the proposed budget. Maybe some tweaks by then, depends on whether we get final numbers on things. If not, then this will be the budget we're going to file. So, on that note, I'll make the motion to adjourn the meeting.
Do we need to have a motion to accept the budget for 2021?
We don't. So the motion to accept the budget would be in December the 2nd meeting. This is really a public comment session.
Gotcha.
For the budget that we showed on November, whatever that was, 4th. Ray, sorry, what did you say?
Ian, I got a quick question.
Go on.
I think it's quick. I signed 8 checks yesterday, totaling $34,200-something for firefighting reimbursement.
Okay.
Where do we cover that from? I mean, what part of our budget covers that?
So it doesn't really come out of the budget. So we're basically prepaying people who went out on wildland deployments. All of the reimbursement claims have gone in, so we're waiting for those to come back. So what comes back should be more than that amount, or slightly more than that amount. So it covers that outgoing and the workers' comp part of it. There will also be the vehicle costs.
I understand that. I understand that part. This is a huge number.
Yeah.
For us to be covering, and what part of our budget is the slush fund?
There is no part of our budget is the slush fund. So effectively, it's 30 to 60 days, I believe, for the reimbursement. So effectively, this comes out of our reserves.
Our reserves, so
Kind of been borrowing out of the reserves until that money comes in.
We pulling down reserves to do this? I mean, I don't know. I know we get our money back, but it's quite a time frame. And as tight as this year has gotten, that's a pretty That's an alarming number to me.
It is. It doesn't, because of where the wildland fire sits, it sits below the budget number. So it doesn't affect our actual operating budget. So that basically sits in the, what seems to be referred to as the below the line numbers. So it, although effectively we're borrowing from my reserves, it will get paid back is my understanding of that. I can get that clarified.
Yeah, we
discussed that in December's meeting.
And we have that 72,000 that was a contingency to reserve, you know, and that's based on the budget versus actual to date. I think there was like 62K that was still remaining out of that.
Right.
Approximately.
Yeah, because there's the certainly the 28.8 that we had in there for the life packs that's effectively reserved.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this is it's an interesting point you bring up, Ray, because we're doing this, paying it forward so that people who've been on deployments get their money quicker. But we probably need to keep a better eye on that over the long term. Because we're getting more and more people going out on fires, which means that we're actually putting up a lot more money up front for them.
No, I got that. I don't want to see us go in the hole. I mean, because we won't see this for another 3-4 months, I expect.
30 to 60 days, usually. Maybe the average is 45.
Did you say 60 days?
Yeah, usually, and the average is about 45, is my understanding from Ryan.
Okay, that's better than what I thought I remembered.
Yeah, and I could be wrong.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd bring it to attention.
I'll drop an email to Kathy with that in it as well and just ask that question of what the average time is.
I'm actually trying to set up a meeting with her to talk about, you know, where we stand with the wild land deployments, and then also just to get clarification on that EMS grant that we talked about in our last board meeting. Yeah, yeah. We want to get clarification on that as well.
Okay.
I guess just off the top of your head, is there going to be more coming? There should be, I expect.
Oh yeah, there should be, but I'll get clarity. I'll get clarity on that, Ray.
All right, thanks. I just don't want to see us go in the hole.
Yeah, no, yeah. None of us do. Wouldn't that be good? Okay, anything else? All right. On that note, make the motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
So moved.
Yep.
Aye.
Okay, so the meeting is adjourned at 17:29. Thank you for your time, gentlemen. I appreciate it. If I don't talk to you before, I'll see you on December the 2nd.
Okay. All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you, guys. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, thank you, also. You too.
Yeah, everybody as well. Good night. Thanks.
Take care. Good night. Bye-bye.